Sports Ethos, Clipper Nation. How the heck are you? It's me, Matt Matawarn, at MattMattaWarn on Twitter, and I'm here solo on this Saturday, just about to be afternoon on the Pacific Coast, to give you a little mini pod. Brandon can't be with us this morning, now rolling into afternoon, unfortunately, but he and I will go over the Kings double overtime loss, unfortunately, at a later date. But I want to get here and just give you a little mini pod. It's not going to be too long. It's not going to be too heavy. And it's not going to be too crazy. It's definitely not going to be too long, but it might be a little heavy and it might be a little crazy. Come on, folks. You know me by now. I get a little wild when I talk about our Clippers. So I'm going to set the stage here. In the interest of time, actually, just on an aside, I just went to Universal Studios this past Thursday to see the Super Mario. Mario! The Super Mario Land. It was great. It was really fun. A little unorganized. But speaking of time, Back to the Future, a big Universal hit. I just, earlier this morning, Saturday, February 25th, I went to go get coffee, and I was driving back, and I was thinking, Brandon had texted me last night. He's doing some announcing today, some broadcasting of some games, so he couldn't be here this morning. And he was like, if you want to go ahead and do a solo podcast, go for it. And I was like, well, I kind of want to, but my wife's home this morning, and she's a nurse, and we don't get to spend that much time together. But let me go get us some coffee, and let me think about it, because I definitely want to talk to you guys, Sports Ethos, Clipper Nation, about what happened last night and certainly my feelings on it. And so I got the coffee and I'm driving home, and my phone needed an update. So I couldn't listen to a podcast. I couldn't listen to any tunes from Spotify or from iTunes or YouTube or whatever the case may be. So I put it on a local rock station here, in Los Angeles, or Los Angeles adjacent, where I live now. And the first thing you hear is they're giving the update on the Clippers game against the Kings last night, the second highest scoring game in NBA history. Go figure. Okay, that's awesome. Well, now I hear the update. Let me just put it on another rock station, and it's REM's Losing My Religion. And it got me thinking, Sports Ethos, Clipper Nation. Folks, have I been losing my religion a little bit when it comes to the Clippers? Because I know, and we'll get to the game, and I know we lost in double overtime last night, but I was thinking about it, and I've just been so negative after this Russell Westbrook signing. But it even dates back to when KD signed with the Phoenix Suns, it seems like about a year ago, although that was probably about 2 weeks, and just sort of getting this really morose, really sad feeling about our Clippers, our favorite team. You know, I would say the majority of us are listening to this podcast and others because we love the Clippers. And listening to this REM song as I'm on my way home from getting coffee and thinking, have I been losing my religion a little bit? Have I said too much? Is that Russ in the corner? What are we doing? So I kind of want to get back to good here, because what I saw last night, while of course it was the first game with Russell Westbrook, we lost in double overtime in a game that the Clippers had plenty, and believe me, plenty of chances, to win that game, short of a few blown defensive assignments on Malik Monk, maybe a couple of rotational deals. But if you really want to get down to brass tacks, guys, Clippers looked pretty good. A couple of outliers here, but we'll start with the good. Westbrook played 39 minutes. Our new guy, Russell Westbrook, 17 points, 14 assists. Now here's the rub. And he was a plus three on the court, but if you know what plus minus is, good for you. I'm a little shaky on it myself, if I can be perfectly honest with you, on this Saturday, now afternoon here on the Pacific Coast. 7 turnovers. And yeah, perhaps that's getting used to the new schemes and the new rotation and the new teammates and so on and so forth. And 39 minutes in double overtime, that's a lot of time to commit turnovers in regulation time. Maybe it's not 7, but 7 turnovers is alarming. So we got to hope that we can tighten that up and that Russ can tighten that up. But in that 39 minutes, and we'll oscillate between good and bad, T-Man, our guy, Terrence Mann, only played 18 minutes. And if we're talking about plus minus, he was a plus 6. Whereas Westbrook was a plus 3. With Westbrook with 17 points, 14 assists, but those dastardly 7 turnovers. Now, Terrence Mann had only 1 turnover, but that's in 18 minutes. I think that T-Man should have at least eclipsed the 23 to 24 minute point. And that's at the least. He needed some more minutes. Back to the good side. Batum, 38 minutes. Norman Powell, 38 minutes. And both played expertly. Now, let's go back to something that wasn't so great. Marcus Morris Sr. And a lot of talk on Clippers Twitter and on just Twitter alone is saying, like, what's going on with Sr.? Is he now? Because it seems like a lot of Clipper Nation, and I would include myself in that because I'm not necessarily sold on Westbrook, but I am starting to print my Apologies Tour t-shirts. Perhaps it'll be okay, although 0-1 since he joined the squad, so we don't know. But I'm not losing my religion yet, guys. I'm trying to get back to good here. Marcus Morris Sr., though, 25 minutes, and he had 9 points and not much else. But, you know, 4 of 7 from the field, only 7 shots. But here's what I saw in watching the game, and you guys tell me if you agree with me. He looked slow. I mean, He looked a step slower than every single person on the floor. Kawhi, who was MVP Kawhi. We'll get to Kawhi in a little bit, guys. Don't worry. But Kawhi was zooming. Paul George, zooming. Westbrook, he always does. And Plumlee, I texted this to my friends last night, and I may have said it on Twitter. I may not have. But Plumlee, capital H, hustles. This dude was playing his butt off. And, I mean, you know, he's diving for, if there was a loose ball, he'd dive for it. If there's a rebound, he goes for it. He's the first guy up and down the court. So he's hustling. But Senior, honestly, looked a little slow. So I'm a little concerned about Marcus Morris. He got 25 minutes last night, which is not crazy. But I don't foresee him. He'll probably continue to start, but I don't know that I see him in closing lineups now. He can get on a heater, that's for sure. He's certainly a heat check guy, but I don't know if he's just moving a little bit down the ladder a little bit as far as who Ty Lue is going to trust in the rotation. And of course, it's all tinkering, and we might as well move over to Ty Lue. Interesting choice, obviously, to start Westbrook with no Zoo. And that was, no Zoo is a huge piece of this. I mean, I feel like Zoo could have been an X factor, especially against Sabonis, who did foul out, but, you know, 20 and 10, and there were stretches there where he was just eating the Clippers alive inside, especially in that first half before he picked up his fourth foul. But to have Westbrook start in this first game, which is fine, and play 39 minutes, though, I mean, the thing about Ty Lue is we all know that he's a tactician, and he's the master manipulator of lineups, especially when it comes to playoff time. So we got to give a little leeway here. But, I mean, there's only, 21 games left in the regular season. I mean, there's not that much time. It's not as if there were... It's not the halfway point which the All-Star break is sort of marked as, it's like the two-thirds, if not a little bit more. So there's not much we can do, Sports Ethos Clipper Nation, but we got to hope that Ty Lue sort of tightens things up and quickly. But let's oscillate back to good, because we're getting to good here, guys. I'm not trying to lose my religion today. Still faith. Faith in the Clippers. That's why I'm here. That's why we're all here. Kawhi was MVP level. Kawhi, he plays this way the entire season. Like, if he started out healthy and was playing this way, it'd be the Joker, it'd be Embiid, it'd be Giannis, and it'd be Kawhi. And Tatum, those would be like the top five guys. Those would be the guys, as the no dunks guys would say, those would be the guys at the table sitting for MVP honors. 44 points on 16 of 22 shooting, 6 of 9 from three-point land, perfect from the line, efficiency, 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 and he was feeling it. I would have liked him to take some more shots down the stretch, but what can we do? I mean, that would have been nice. I mean, he was nuclear. He was lava hot, as they say. But we couldn't really we couldn't do much. I mean, Malik Monk went nuts, and like I said, that was a product of some blown defensive assignments. Mr. Clutch himself, De'Aaron Fox, who I think may be the leader for the Clutch Award this season. He was clutch. What can we say? So I guess in summation, it was, well, what a crazy game. 176 to 175. I mean, that is a ridiculously bananas score. I tweeted out something about when the Kings and the Clippers had played 20 years ago in March of 2003, and the final score was like Clippers 98, Kings 95, or something like that. 98 to 95. It was almost that at the half, for goodness sakes. So this loss puts the Clippers, we're still in fifth, but boy, oh boy, is it close now in the standings. And I'm sure when I talk to Brandon, we'll get into this further. My friend Adam and I were sort of thinking about how the three seed right now is kind of like, it's that magical seed you want, right? So you can try to avoid Phoenix and or Denver until the Western Conference Finals, should you get there. But you can also get the sixth seed. You can also be sixth, right? I think. So we're starting a 3-6 mafia thing here for the Clippers, because we can't get into the play-in. As Brandon and I have said many times, it can't happen. So we want to get in that three seed or that six seed, because either way you're guaranteed in the playoffs. You don't need to be in the play-in tournament. And now Clippers have gotten in trouble before for trying to avoid teams, but let's be honest, Denver with home court advantage and Phoenix with KD advantage, that's tough. So we're looking to get in that 3-6. Last night's game, encouraging in the enthusiasm of Russ, in the hustle of Plumlee, in the absolute Terminator domination of Kawhi Leonard. Paul George had a couple of his brain uh-ohs, a couple of turnovers here, but he was engaged. Batum, Powell. I would have loved to see EJ and T-Man on the floor a little bit more, but as our good friend Brandon Marcus pointed out, Ty Lue has a lot of toys in the cabinet now that he needs to figure out who he's playing with first or who's getting in there. I'm sure I butchered that. Sorry, Brandon. I'm sure you didn't phrase it like that at all. But we're not losing our religion today, folks. The faith is in the Clippers. And I think even though we lost last night's game in the second highest scoring game in NBA history, folks, it was encouraging. And I'm not selling my tickets for the Russ Westbrook Apology Tour quite yet, but when that happens, you guys will be the first to know. And I suppose that's all I have. Of course, you know, as Clipper, as my good friend on Twitter, Clipper Vlad, knows, he will be a VIP status and be getting front row seats to the Apology Tour, should it happen. And I do hope it happens. But we've got Denver tomorrow, Sunday. That is going to be no easy task. Traditionally, Denver has had the Clippers' number. It's at night, though. Hopefully, we get some rest. And we shall see. But Sports Ethos Clipper Nation, like I said, we were going to keep it short today. Please tweet at me, at Matt Matawarn, at MattMattawaran. Tweet at Brandon, at BD Marcus, at Sports Ethos Clippers, at Sports Ethos BK, if you guys are into fantasy basketball like I am. I'm obsessed. Currently in first, although that has a lot to do with the Kawhi trade I made, but that's a little wavering right now. Our fantasy league, honestly, it looks like the Western Conference. Like it's there's so much parity, and anybody could move up in any way, shape, or form. So I'll be paying attention to all of those standings. I'll be watching the Nuggets game very closely tomorrow. I'll be back with Brandon very soon. If you can, go ahead and rate and review the pod. That'd be awesome. I try to do it for podcasts that I like. I have trouble because, like I said, my phone updates. I can't connect my AirPods. I don't know what the heck is going on technology wise, but that's for another, as Dan would say, Werther's original old man pod. I love you guys, Sports Ethos Clipper Nation. Let's be encouraged. Let's not lose our religion. Let's keep the faith. And as Brandon, our fearless host Brandon, would say, go Clips!